I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Representative Kevin Kiley, chair of the House Education Subcommittee covering K-12 education, is promising accountability after California Department of Education announced it will continue forcing female student athletes to compete against biological males in defiance of federal civil rights laws. Representative Kiley joined Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher and Assemblywoman Kate Sanchez in promising to use every tool at the federal and state level to protect women's and girls' sports in California. The U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights recently found that CDE is in clear violation of Title IX. It has set forth conditions for bringing the state into compliance, including immediate reversal of the policy allowing biological males in girls' sports in order to avoid a loss of federal funding. The CDE responded today saying it respectfully disagrees with the outcome of the investigation and will continue to defile Title IX. California's blatant disregard for the safety and civil rights of young women and girls is shameful, Representative Kevin Kiley said. The state's political leaders are willing to forfeit federal funding in order to maintain the deeply unfair policy of allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. This is a clear violation of federal law and common sense. As chair of the House K-12 Education Subcommittee, I will use every tool of oversight available to hold the state's politicians accountable to protect our students' athletes and restore integrity to female athletics. California continues to push into the dangerous insanity of letting men compete in women's sports, said Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher, East Nicholas. This is about females, safety, and the rule of law. Superintendent Thurmond and Governor Newsom are jeopardizing school sports programs across the state, all to appease a radical agenda and advance their political careers. Newsom's Department of Education is blatantly violating Title IX, and now they are doubling down, said Assembly Kate Sanchez. Representative Temecula, they refuse to protect girls' sports for biological girls. It is a shocking civil rights violation that could cost California billions in federal education funding. Well, talking about sports, the schedules are now available and out on sierrawave.net for the fall local sports schedules for Bishop Union High School. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.